In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the 26th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, Saint Hosea, the prophet, one of the 12 minor prophets of Israel, departed. We have 12 minor prophets and 12 major prophets, but it doesn't mean the importance of any of the prophets. It means only the size of the prophecies, like Isaiah 66 chapter, Hosea 6-7 chapters, and so on. So the prophets, those who have short prophecies in their books, were called minor prophets. And those who have long prophecies or long books are called major prophets. This righteous man prophesied during the days of Hosea, Yotham, Ahaz, Hizqiyah, kings of Judah. And in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. He mentioned in his prophecy some remarkable and marvelous things. He rebuked the children of Israel for their sins and their transgressions, and warned them in advance about the evil things that would befall them because of their offenses. He promised them the uplifting of these calamities if they returned to the Lord their God. He also prophesied about the passions of our Savior, his resurrection, and the salvation of the human race. He said, "He has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord." Hosea 6, 1 to 3. He prophesied also about the abolishment of the sting of death and the dominion of hell by saying, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction." Hosea 13, 14. "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?" He departed at a blessed old age. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, Saint Saduq and 128 saints with him were martyred in Persia. Behram, king of Persia, brought them before him and ordered them to worship the sun. Saint Saduq said to him, "I do not worship except God, the creator of the sun and all the universe." The king asked, "Does this sun have a goal? Have a God?" The saint replied, "Yes, and he is the Lord Christ, our God." The king ordered him beheaded. The saint prayed, and the executioner cut his head. A great light appeared, and all those who were present saw it and cried, saying, "We are all Christians." The king ordered that their heads be cut off, and they all received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.